Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we'll introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan. I'm playing Seth, the Tiefling Warlock.
I'm Brad, playing Arden, the Court Jester.
Yes.
I'm Kayla, playing Kaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I am Austin, playing Sheru, the Turtle.
I am Ben, playing Reyna, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah. I'm playing Asar, the Pirate Genasi Sorcerer.
I'm Will, I'm playing the Combat Master, if we ever get to have combat.
We'll get there. Patience, Iago.
I'm glad we're friends.
Don't mind, Obi-Wan. Keep your concentration here and now, where it belongs.
All right. So, last time, the party has met leaders of the resistance, specifically Torth, what's his face? Torth Bonsgod, Zindula, and Kovai Kuum. And they discussed the needs of the resistance. They are not all in agreement. And
that's their first problem. You want a mount effective resistance, you need to be in agreement.
And Raynor helped share his views on the direction that things should go. And at the end of the discussions, a message was brought in indicating that there is chaos in the streets and the Coven are attacking civilians. So we pick up with you guys being led by Zindula to get you towards Caden, Victress, the head of the Coven in this area, and she leads you out into the street, and immediately upon entering, you hear the streets filled with the screams of panicked citizens. As you move along, heading north towards the keep, which is, correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Ben, for Fortaleza Natal?
Yeah, Fortaleza Natal.
Fortaleza Natal. So you move towards the keep, Fortaleza Natal, and she moves you through various paths. And as you're moving, you see guards moving at an exceptionally fast speed, Coven guards, and hacking and slashing indiscriminately. The resistance fighters of Kovai and the Undigen herd warriors of Torth are, you see, pouring out of buildings from all over. Spells begin to be slung from both sides. As Coven members begin to fall, demonic spirits burst from them, dispelled back to the evil planes from which they spawned. Several guards, several soldiers are seen being exorcised by herd priests, and they crumple to the ground sobbing, giving up their weapons afterward. It is all very fast moving as you are moving through the streets. Is there anything going on in your heads or conversation? Go ahead.
Since this spell lasts 10 minutes, I'm going to cast it while we're running through the streets. Cast Spirit Guardian, so as we come across, it helps with some of the fighting.
Sounds good.
And it's going to be at 5th level.
Okay. Anyone else doing anything? Yeah, we're not in combat. I just want to make sure I'm not leaving an opportunity for you guys to do something.
So we're following Zin, and she's running through the streets, and there's just chaos happening all around us.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make that 4th level instead of 5th?
That's fine.
God, I only have 1 5th level spot. I forgot.
I don't understand. How is it that so many have been possessed here?
God,
Zin, has there been... Zin, has there been...
Zin, slow down!
Has there been... Jumadi rituals happening here?
Oh, Jumadi? I'm sorry. Jumadi? Who the heck
is Jumadi? Gosh, there's only like a one-letter difference between these.
Sorry. I thought you were saying Junabi.
Jumadi.
Well, in Jumadi, we saw a ritual where they were executing some prisoners. There was a whole thing of, like, not, bloody things and whatnot.
Not that I know of.
How is this happening?
I don't know. it doesn't make any sense to me that we have people obviously possessed. But it's happening. All the more reason to get to where we need to get to and find answers.
If possible, when we get to Caden, I would like to try and, you know, rid him of if any potential possession before we go any further. I know that's going to be dangerous, but it would rule out that possibility. If he is, you know, possessed, he may easily come to his senses once he is freed from that. However, if it's something that he is simply doing of his own will, which might possibly be, you know, the sad truth of it, knowing him, then obviously there's only one other option we have, so...
Mr. Shiru, do you know why or how so many people would have gotten afflicted by this so fast?
I got a 12 on religion.
Dang. Should have guided you.
You're trying.
I'm going to try and help you with the answer.
Guidance yourself.
So, you know that possession happens. It's pretty rare.
Rarely.
Very rare. And for to see it in amounts like this, you've never heard of.
This is crazy. It's either been going on for a long time or a sudden surge of such things.
Hey, how many Hellgates are in this place anyway? Is one supposed to be around here?
Hellgates? There shouldn't be any within the city. The only one that I would know of is the one back at the library.
Oh, that's good.
So as you guys are running, you turn a corner and you see your way blocked by several Coven soldiers who approach to engage each of you in combat. Fireball. You see their smiles twisted in an unnatural way as their lips curl around their teeth. They bellow in demonic hatred and glee.
Arden, do your thing.
Their battle cry.
What am I
initiating
doing?
Their charge.
Blow
at
them
the party.
Up with a fireball.
Roll initiative. Oh.
They all take 23 damage as they enter the Spirit Guardians.
Okay.
And combat's over.
Assuming they fail their save.
Yes. Which is currently Spirit Guardians 17. Wisdom.
Okay. What, it's the first group.
Plus two.
Here, you roll the dice. You're the combat master.
So we have two groups here.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Yeah, they both fail.
Oh, okay, two so groups. They take the, whatever I said. What did I say? 7? No. 16. It was 2 8s, a 4, and a 2. So 16, 22.
Okay.
And I'll, hang on, let me get the stuff here. Which is the first one that I sent you the... Okay, it's actually the second group.
Oh, okay. They all took 22 points of damage.
Yeah.
Are they all right up in the Spirit Guardians?
Well, we went around the corner, so as long as they're within 20 feet of me, then yeah.
So most likely, yes.
That's it.
Then that's like...
And we'll get to the damage in just a minute. What is everyone's initiative? Rainer.
13.
Sar.
15.
Shiru.
13.
Posse.
24. I miss Kaiji so much.
Arden.
15.
And Seth.
19.
Nice. Did you roll initiative for them?
Yeah. They got 7.
Well, I auto rolled. So
oh, okay.
I figured we'd just kind of let you run with this.
Sounds good.
So, Kaiji is up first. Your spirit guardians, they envelop these creatures, and the books begin bashing them, and you can see that they are severely damaged by this.
Actually, they have advantage on saving throws against spell, so.
Against what?
No, they're still damaged.
I'd roll for each of them.
Advantage against books?
Three. They have advantage against books? Is that
spells.
What you said?
Spells.
Okay, so guy number one saves.
Magical books, then.
Thought I was per group.
Oh, yes.
Guy number two fails. Guy number three fails.
Okay. So it's just three.
And it was 24, so 22. 12 is
22. So,
oh, so yeah. There's just three people?
There's three of them that you've come across.
Okay. So, Kaiji, you are up first.
Okay, so for assuming the Spirit Guardians are hitting all of them, that means they're within 20 feet of Shiro.
They're close.
Yeah. We're out in an alley.
Yeah, yeah, not great. Not great for shooting. I'm just gonna. I'm gonna run in swinging.
One, two, three.
No, no, no. That's Zin.
Oh.
Did he have initiative?
Not before me. Okay.
Any questions?
Crap!
Special ability.
So I run toward them and I trip on my own tail and don't hit a damn thing.
All right, sounds good. So you go in to slash with your swords and just whiff it as you stumble on your tail. Swords hit pavement, and Seth, you are up next.
Okay, bonus action fly to leap over Rainer and Kaiji and dive on that first one with my spear and attack. that's so bad. Sorry, gotta find it. 13 to hit?
Yep.
Okay, then second attack with the other end, with the Kaginta blade. 18 to hit.
That will just hit.
Okay, all right. That's, where is my... die. So it's 4 slashing damage and 2 necrotic damage. Sorry, not 4. I can add 7 slashing damage or piercing damage, whatever a dagger does. Piercing and
yeah, he did.
2 necrotic. All right.
He did.
So you come. If you would like to describe, you're welcome to.
So he just comes out screaming around the corner. Ah! And then you just right in the chest. And you, and then you see this devilish being just whiz out of him, like smoke coming off of fire, and then just vanish.
Would the Kaginta blade do anything different with this?
Roll wisdom save.
That'd be interesting to see if it's special.
Natural 20 plus 2
does not absorb.
Darn.
Sorry. I'd like to see it get sucked into the blade.
All right, and up next is the first creature.
Make a save.
Back to back.
Okay. So makes, the first guy...
Yeah, saves for him.
That's right, saves. That one's going to save. 19 plus 2.
So half of 15.
And then 15 plus 2, 17. What's your DC again?
17.
Okay, so he saves.
So both save. So the first one was 7 damage because it's rounded down.
Oh, it's rounded down.
And then the second one will take 7 damage.
Okay. And they're dead.
Okay.
They're up.
The first one is going to go at Seth because they just saw their fallen comrade go down. They're going to run up on either side of you and just try and flank you. So they're both going to swing with advantage here.
Alright. I don't have it written down, apparently. They're supposed to make 3 attacks, just so you're aware.
Okay, cool. The first one is a 21 to hit.
Yep.
That is 6 slashing damage from the short sword. Second strike on you are double natural ones.
Nice.
Okay. Just hits.
Third strike from the first guy, that's going to be an 11 to hit. So I'm pretty
misses,
sure
yep.
Second guy, also coming up and flanking on you there as well. Going to make 3 strikes, dirty 20.
That hits.
For another 6 points of slashing.
Silvery barbs.
It wasn't a natural 20. It's dirty 20.
It was a dirty 20.
No, it doesn't matter.
He just uses his reaction.
It uses the reaction to cause an imposed disadvantage.
Okay.
So I have to reroll again. It's a 12 plus 3, 15 to hit.
Misses.
Okay, so you do not take those 6 points of slashing. Third strike will be with advantage again because flanking. 15 to hit, I presume.
Miss. Misses.
Okay, that's them.
Okay. And they still have their movement.
Correct. They're going to...
Well, one of them already moved because he moved.
They were already around. By you.
Well, yeah, one of them, he said one of them moved around.
Oh, gotcha. They still have movement left.
Yeah, they've got a lot of speed.
With the silvery barb, sorry, I want to make Raider have advantage on his next roll, attack roll, ability check, saving throw. They make it the next minute. You can choose.
Okay.
They are going to...
draw an attack of opportunity?
Potentially. Yeah.
No.
Oh, is that a thing they have?
Yep.
Disengage?
It's a fiendish speed.
Yeah. Oh, it's homebrewed.
Nice.
They basically just whiz around lightning fast.
Well, it's more... because every time they move, they have to take damage from...
Every time they enter.
Oh.
Or they're on the start of the turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to back up outside of the range of the Spirit Guardians.
So... okay. That's the two.
They're going to back up...
how many feet?
They're probably going to run around 30 to 40 feet away. Trying to get back towards the crowd or back to where they came from. And yeah, that'll be them.
Okay, Arden.
Fire bolt. Not Bob, a fire bolt.
You're up next, sorry.
At one of them.
Make your attack roll.
I don't care which one. 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
Good. And that is 21. Oh, wait, hold on, sorry. 11.
Shush.
That will kill him.
11 fire damage.
It will not.
He wants me to be quick. I'll be slow with these, so.
Okay, so he's still standing.
I'm just giving you shit because you take a million.
He's a wizard.
Well, that's my turn. So,
you gonna move it all?
No.
All right. Who's next?
Asar.
Asar takes her scepter of Juanabi and she twirls it like she's part of the effing color guard and the melee character. So Seth, Reyna, and Marcy are blessed.
As the servants do.
Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, in her
that's nice.
Beautiful, extravagant dancing skills, we then move on to Rainer's turn. Shrew, you're on.
Sorry, remind me, plus D4 to what?
Plus D4 to attack.
Two attack rolls.
Saving throws.
They're only 30 feet away, you were saying?
He said 40.
40.
They move 40 feet out.
Yeah, they've got 50 feet of movement, so.
They didn't have to move close enough. Far to get to Seth, and then they whizzed back.
Whiz bay.
Okay. In that case, Kushaka bow.
Is that a magical bow?
It is not.
Name. The ranger is ranging.
That's a new one.
It's 18 to hit.
This ranger doesn't range.
That will just hit. Are you shooting the same one that he shot his firebolt at?
Yes.
Okay.
8 damage.
Okay.
That will kill it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay. Next one.
Which one's dead?
Yes.
I don't know. Whatever.
Is a nat 20.
Ouch.
So, that is 13 plus 21 damage.
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
And we keep running.
So you fire your bow. And the first one, you just peg right in the chest, and you see the spirit leave the hole created by the bow, almost like pushed out the back as the arrow pierces through. And then the second arrow takes the other one right in the forehead, and you see it crumple down to the ground, and the spirit of the creature leave. As they leave, you hear this gasp. And that is the end of combat.
I apologize to Zin as we... continue running. I was like, I wish it didn't have to be like this.
Don't apologize, just act.
I am so sad we can't stop and loot those boys. That's going to stick with
innocent
me.
People
for the rest of the day.
So
you don't even have a bounty anymore. Just Go!
Yeah.
That's not the point.
The point is loot! Loot, damn it!
Free stuff that we're just leaving there.
All right, where am I? That's not what I want. Bear with me. Arr. There we go. All right, so as you guys continue going forward, the streets wind curve. Zane is leading you more towards the areas that are a little more affluent here. People aren't seeming quite as oppressed. But that's not the case, because people still seem to be being attacked at random. And as you approach, another group stops you here. And they, bear with me. Bitch. That is not what I want. Put the piece out of that one. That's not what I want. There we go. Okay. So there's two of these. So you see just this glaring, menacing creature. Well, not creature, human, looking at you, but clearly eyes just burning red. And as you guys approach it,
makes wisdom safe.
I would say after this battle, it's done.
It lasts 10 minutes, so that's fair.
So because you've probably been running for a bit.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll probably give it like 6 more rounds tops.
That's fine.
Okay. So, you want to make wisdom saves for him?
Sure. Mm.
It looks also at you, Sharir, one of them. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Is this a spell?
It is not.
Darn. 19.
Okay, that's a success. Okay, and then the other one looks at Rainer. I need you to make a constitution save.
I assume Blast wore off at this point.
Yeah, probably. It's only like a minute or something.
Yeah.
Nick, that's a...
The two damages were 21 and 22.
They both failed.
Okay.
Sounds good. We'll get the 21 and 22?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Rainer, you have... you deal half damage with weapon attacks that use strength for 1 minute.
Okay.
You can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns.
Yep.
All right. So, let's do initiative again. Rainer?
Same roll as mine.
17.
Sorry?
17.
Sharu?
10.
Kaiji?
26.
Arden?
10.
Seth?
19.
Beautiful.
It won't even get to us.
18 and 13.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. Kaiji? You are up first again.
Okay, let's not trip and fall on my
face. They're within 20 feet of you.
Okay, again with you. That's probably not good range for a bow. That's better. Let's see what this does. So, my main hand is 25. So I'm assuming 25 hits.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I forgot what my conditions for sneak attack are.
If I'm sorry.
Have advantage on damage the attack on that roll, one more time. Or if there's an
21 and 22.
I have another one as a...
Okay. Steady aim.
Thank you.
That's just for my bow.
That gives you advantage.
Yeah, so maybe I don't. Is there somebody nearby? Is there somebody within?
Not engaged yet with them.
Okay, fine. Okay, and the other, with my offhand, I rolled... 21.
As a swashbuckler, as long as you're within 5 feet of him.
20.
So if you're not shooting with a bow, you're fine.
That is correct. 20. See, you're smart. I'm glad you know stuff that I don't know, that I should know about my own dang character.
It's okay. We live on the honor system here.
Yay! Okay.
Dang it.
So, 25 and 20, I assume.
Yeah, those are both.
Okay.
Yeah. 4, 8, 9, 10, 11. So this is 21 plus 6 more. 27.
27 damage. Nice.
Is that a magic weapon?
Yeah. Yes, they are magic weapons.
Magic weapons.
What was the damage on the other one?
No, that's all. That's both of them together. Sorry.
Okay.
That's my two hands.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Were you using your sword or your bow?
I am using my sword. I'm using my swords.
Your swords? So you come in slashing and hacking, and you're just tearing chunks out of this guard. Blood pouring out, and the eyes just burning red.
Beautiful.
Up next is Seth. I'm sorry you're on deck.
How hurt does that one look?
Very hurt.
I'll run up with my spear and take my first swipe at that one then. For 22.
Ow.
Okay. Then it's a, sorry, I gotta do a lot of math here. 10 piercing damage.
That'll do it.
Okay.
He had 4 HP left.
Yeah, okay.
So you come up with your spear and you stab it right into his chest and you kind of pick him up off the ground and then you just.
Nice. And then as I'm yanking it back out, I immediately reverse with the other end of the spear to hit the other one. That's only a 17.
Miss.
Okay.
Okay.
Too quick.
So sorry, you are up.
I loosened it for you.
Asab holds aloft her scepter, and the three of them are blessed once more.
Any other movement?
Nope.
Okay. Rainer, you're up.
Okay. I am going to run up to that guy and grab a hold of him and cast Protection from Good and Evil.
Okay. Let's do a save for him.
So he gets advantage on saves against
possession. What's your spell save DC?
Well, I mean...
I understand. I'm using your spell to save DC.
Oh, my spell save DC... shouldn't have gotten off the spells. 13.
Okay.
It's a natural 20.
Nice.
Sorry, I should have had to roll. My apologies.
That's okay.
These dice, I think, are loaded. Mm-hmm. So, just in case
can
you...
Can I touch them?
Gave me loaded
yeah,
dice!
Come on.
I am not, not superstitious in this regard.
One little shake.
But you have some sort of special curse.
Was it Will sitting here last time and he rolled terribly?
Yep.
Yes. Yes. But I was using my dice. It's the chair. It's that seat.
It's the aura.
Not too close.
Uh-huh. I've possessed this area with Rainer. Bad dice rolls.
Yeah. That's my turn.
All right.
So you go to channel this positive energy into this human, and it just the demon, the devil, just laughs at you. I will taste your blood. And it is its turn.
Make a save.
Natural 20.
All right, so it takes 10 damage. I rolled 20.
Before I taste you, I want your skin to boil and fry. And he's going to...
Use peanut oil. It's better.
He's actually going to cast heat metal on your armor there.
Ooh.
On Rainer?
Yes. It is metal armor, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so he's going to cast heat metal on it.
Yeah.
That is going to do...
Counter-strike!
2d8.
Oh, yeah, Counter-Strike.
Cool. You're actually using Counter-Spell?
Yeah.
Is that the first time you've cast it for real?
No, this would be the second time.
It's like our wizard.
It's always been a joke. Is third level enough?
It is.
Okay. This guy's just gonna... swing a battle axe instead, then. And swipe at Rainer.
Wait, isn't heat metal a spell?
Yeah.
How many actions do you have?
It has multi-attack.
But it can swap one of the battle axe attacks.
Unless you are a fighter and do second wind, you can't do a spell.
It's special monster stats.
It's a demon.
It's monster stats.
Let a demon.
I'm just saying, as a caster, I feel this really painfully.
You are correct. How much did you roll to hit? 19 to hit.
It's a miss.
Okay.
But this is a special homebrew.
Yeah.
Goes demon outside Lama. The rules.
He does attacks and spells.
This is demon.
I Lama. Make the rules.
He attacks with spells.
Yeah, he's done.
Okay. Arden, you're up.
All right, and then with a middle finger, I'm going to cast Firebolt. 14.
Miss.
Dang it. And then I put it back in my pocket, and somebody else's turn.
Shrew.
Real casters can only do one action per turn.
Make a wisdom save.
Yeah. I got my reaction back
14.
Now.
Sweet. It does take the damage, and they find my d12s. I need two of them. It's going to be a total of 16 damage.
Ow.
Necrotic. And that is my turn.
Beautiful. So as the bell rings in its ears, you see it cringe in pain. And we're back to Kaiji.
As that bell rings, you see a split of the demon starting to split away from the person, kind of like in Venom when the bells are ringing. And then after the bell stops ringing, it forms back together in one, and it's barely holding on.
Saved by the bell.
You mean Spider-Man 3?
Well, that's... but it's also in the Venom movie.
I know. Sam Raimi.
One barely holding on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Barely holding on.
I'm gonna do this just because I think it sounds super cool, and if it doesn't, then I have another hand that I can try again.
You are blessed, so you can add a d4 to whatever it is that you're attempting to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! This is 9 plus 11 is 20!
That will hit.
What are you doing?
I take Breath of Lightning, and I throw it right at his chest.
Okay.
I do this much. 7 damage.
Nice. So you chuck the dagger directly at his chest. And you don't quite roll enough, but the bless channels into the dagger, and the lightning pierces into the chest and just bursts the whole chest open. As
Alien
the
comes out.
Pretty much. as the spirit of the demon bursts forth in its scream. Combat is over once more.
So does it seem like the demon dies, or is it going back to its plane?
It's going back to
They're going
plane.
Back to the plane.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys would
can't
know enough
kill demons.
That you can't kill them. On
yeah,
here.
But can we capture them in
we're
a
just helping them
bottle?
Return home.
Possibly.
That's we need that bottle. Question.
If you're able to separate
you can open it and close it all as much as you want.
That's true.
Okay. So with that ending, you continue down these paths until you find the secret entrance, that one of the secret entrances that leads into the keep. And, I should have had What's-Her-Face going. Whoops. My bad. What is What's-Her-Face?
Zin,
thank you. She looks at each of you and says, okay, as we go in here, there could be something way worse. So be prepared.
Finally.
And with that, we're going to end the session as you begin heading into this secret entrance. Thanks for listening.
Looking for dating advice in all the wrong places? Did somebody cast Inflict Wounds on your heart? Well, this place will probably hurt you worse than that. This is Rollfair. We appreciate you coming, and please stay. We need all the support we can get. Contact us through any means that you can think of, or can't think of. If you try real hard on your sending spell, we might hear it. But make sure it's 25 words or less.